KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A today, and we're proud to have back Croy and the boys. It just seems like you were in. In fact, I was speaking to Deidre, who's our producer, who we'd like to thank right off the bat. And I said, weren't they just here? And she said, it's been almost a year already since you were last here. Yeah, so welcome back.
Where did that year go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's not dwell on that.
So you guys are part of the Black Fret Ball, which is happening on Saturday night at the Paramount Theater. And we have a couple of representatives, Colin Kendrick and Aaron Ivey, and we'll be talking to them in just a moment. And also we should mention that folks can catch you tonight and your residency at the White Horse over in East Austin.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. Every Wednesday at midnight. So.
All right.
Colin's sick tomorrow.
Or stay up late, one or the other.
Yeah. Whatever you got to do.
Well, let's have you do a tune. What would you like to start off with?
We're going to start off with a song that is on our album that sort of accidentally became our genre as well. It's called Good Enough.
Still on, and his gas tank full. He still hasn't looked away from the night sky he glanced at a few moments ago. And the man inside, working all night, is just happy to be alive. And as I ease my truck back out into the street and hope no cops pull up beside me, sometimes I forget that it's good enough. Sometimes I forget that it's good enough. Reminds me that I'm not alone tonight. And yeah, I still ain't eating quite like I'd like to. I got a few days left to pay day with my last check gone. Sometimes I forget that it's good enough. Last night I got to thinking
enough. Croy and the Boys live in Studio 1A with Corey Baum there on vocals and Stephen James Carlson on the guitar. Croy and the Boys, part of the big Black Fret Ball happening on Saturday night at the Paramount Theater. And we have co-founder of Black Fret, and I guess chairman, president, and founder. That's good. Colin Kendrick, and also Aaron Ivey, who's the director of member services for Black Fret. So I was surprised it's the fourth annual already. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, so
I have fond memories of you at our earliest events.
Right, so, right. I was just mentioning to Deidre that at the very, very beginning, you guys came in and we talked about the forming of the organization, and here we are now, what, like 5 years out.
Yeah, it's been humbling and stunning to see the growth. It's it could only happen in Austin, but you know, effectively we're building something akin to a symphony or an opera that's focused on supporting the popular local musicians that make this town so amazing.
So in a nutshell, tell our listeners exactly what Black Fret does for the Austin music community.
We're a membership-based organization. Members join the organization. They come to 20-plus private events a year. They participate in a year-long process where bands are nominated and perform and then are voted on. And at the end of the year, we award grants to the bands and spend a year with them in residency working with our advisory board of 30-plus music industry folks. In the last 3 years, we've now been able to award a little over $500,000 in grants.
Wow.
And we're going to do even more this year.
That's great. So the event on Saturday night will have Croy and the Boys and other Austin bands who are up for these awards.
Yeah.
Right.
20 bands in the program this year, and I think 15 are playing on Saturday night.
Right. I remember being at the last couple, and it's really a blast. It's a great event. So how can people get to the Paramount on Saturday? What do they need to do?
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Aaron Ivy.
I'll pipe in here.
Okay.
The members are allotted tickets, and they can bring a guest. And so we encourage anyone who is interested in joining Black Fret and becoming part of this community to go ahead and get online and join.
So it's at, am I thinking right, blackfret.com?
Org.
.org. Yes, okay. blackfret.org.
Even better.
I wasn't sure if I was allowed to give that plug. But.
Well, Aaron, why don't you give the website out again?
That website again is blackfret.org.
All right.
Thanks,
so,
Jay.
So the organization has really kind of stepped it up each year, right?
Yeah, we've been able to increase the grants every year. Membership's growing at a good pace. We're really at the beginning of this. We have a very big vision that we're executing against, and it's phenomenal, and it's phenomenal because of bands like these guys. Mm. Living in Austin, Texas, and not knowing who the great bands are around town is like living in California and not drinking the wine,
yeah.
Right? It's you got to get out. You got to see it. You got to feel it.
And what Black Fret does, again, is in addition to giving grants and putting money in musicians' pockets, is presenting the bands to the membership, to the people who are members of Black Fret with these I'll call it a private party.
Yeah,
right.
And membership's open to the public.
Right.
We want anyone who loves music to come be part of this. One of our members once compared it to a fantasy football of local music, which I thought was great because it, you know, effectively well over 400 folks involved now and spouses and 300-plus musicians all providing input on bands to track. I mean, I've got 1,000 people in this town whispering in my ear on who the next great band is and lobbying, you know, each other on who to vote for. And
right.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the success so far, and I guess it's blue skies ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you. KUTX and KUT have been a big part of that, and you too. So,
well, thanks. I'm glad we can at least do our part and help you all. Yeah. So, well, Croy and the Boys are here. Corey Baum. Corey, before you do another tune, you want to introduce your bandmates?
Absolutely. To my left here is Stephen James Carlson on electric guitar. Got Amy Hawthorne on bass. K. Casey Seymour on drums and Joe Cornetti on keys.
All righty. And again, they'll be playing Saturday night for the Black Fret Ball. And also you can catch them tonight at midnight over at the White Horse. And you're going to do a solo turn at the Cactus tonight.
That's right. Yeah, it's my first time. I'm really excited. I love the Cactus Cafe. I've never gotten to play there, so I'll be opening for the great Ethan Azarian.
Right, he's doing a Christmas show. He was John Ailey's show this morning.
Awesome.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so.
Well, let's have you do one more. What would you like to do?
We're going to do a song we wrote about Austin, Texas, called Howdy, High Rise. We always like to say this one's in three, so if you're dancing at home, count this one in three. It's a waltz. Doing? Did you come here for the view? Well, that's the hard thing for me. At one time I sure did too. Howdy, high rise, where did you come from? I bet you're in from out of state. You're making money for California. Take your profit and be on your way. Howdy, high rise, who do you know here? It seems like only a very few. The rest we stare up your tower and wonder what it'd be like to be you. Said, it's in your shadow we spend our mornings. You're in our window, lying in bed. Howdy, high rise, what type are you? Just vacations or for a while? Either way, you'll be moving on once our city's out of style. Howdy, high rise, my friends all left me. They couldn't take your point of view. Your shining silence betrays your money. There's a violence in your roots. Howdy, high rise, guess I'll be going. I doubt you'll notice or even care. Whatever drew you to our small city, it's probably no.
Certainly an appropriate song for Austin in the 21st century. And that's called Howdy High Rise from our musical guest today, Croy and the Boys, who will be part of the Black Fret, fourth annual Black Fret Ball Saturday night at the Paramount. Also, who will be in attendance, or who's at least up for the awards, is Akina Adderley, Bright Light Social Hour, Los Coast, Sarah Sharp, Jackie Venson, The Greyhounds, David Ramirez, and a whole lot more. So
many of them will be playing.
And many of them will be playing, right. So you can get information on the ball once again at blackfret.org and get information about this worthy Austin music organization that does so much to help the Austin music community and spread the musical word. So Colin, Kendrick, and Aaron Ivy, thanks for coming by and helping us out. And Corey, Croy and the Boys, thanks for your time. They're going to stick around and do one more tune, and we'll have the whole setup online on our website at kutx.org. Jake Perlman has been our engineer. He's been assisted by Cliff Hargrove and our videographers today, Jorge Sanhueza Lyon and Martin Du Nacimiento. And thanks, great big thanks to Deidre Gott, without whom none of this would happen. She's our producer and sets it all up. So thanks to Deidre. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I've got some Margo Price tickets to give away and lots more music. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
Well, I'm broke, I ain't joking, I'm bummed, 'cause I'm slumming, I'm down, and I'm drowning, and there ain't nobody that'll lend me a hand. Well, I'm a working man, but I ain't been working. I say keep looking, but I've been searching, starting to think all the jobs are gone. I've been off so long, I can't remember all. My daddy always told me, son, if you work hard, the work will come. Them days must have passed, last month welfare saved my ass, and I'm broke, I ain't joking, I'm bummed, 'cause I'm slumming, I'm down, and I'm drowning, and there ain't nobody that'll lend me a hand. Well, the years go by and I just get fatter, they cut my lights off, I just get madder. Gave my best years to a factory, I had 3 kids and stability. Now I sold everything I love and I still can't feed them. The skills I got, the world don't need them. Tell me, what am I supposed to do? I guess I'm going back to working fast food, 'cause I'm broke, I ain't joking, I'm bummed, 'cause I'm slumming, I'm down, and I'm drowning, and there ain't nobody that'll lend me a hand. Well, I'm a full-grown man. Hi, how can I help you? Oh, the cheese costs extra on the number 3 special. Well, the customer said I was rude, I should smile more and lose the attitude. I only had 1 finger to give, I ain't asking for much, I'm just trying to live. Besides, that job was minimum wage, 80 hours a week, the bills still weren't paid, and I'm broke, I ain't joking, I'm bummed, 'cause I'm slumming, I'm down, and I'm drowning, and there ain't nobody that'll let me hang. Well, one of the worst parts of all is people all talking like it's my fault. Like I made money off the NAFTA deal, I'm a good-hearted man, but if I gotta steal, well, crime it don't come easily to those of us just trying to eat. And the same ones sent my job overseas will make money when they incarcerate me, 'cause I'm broke, I ain't joking, I'm bummed, 'cause I'm slumming, I'm down, and I'm drowning, and there ain't nobody that'll lend me a hand. I'm broke, I ain't joking, friends, I'm bummed, it's slumming around, I'm down, and I'm drowning, man, and there ain't nobody that'll lend me a hand.